Skip the waiting room. TireRack.com now offers convenient mobile tire installation in select areas. Simply shop TireRack.com for your next set of tires, and at checkout, choose Tire Rack Mobile Tire Installation. An expertly trained technician will arrive with your tires and install them on site, at home, at the office, wherever you are. You'll spend less time waiting and more time doing the things you enjoy. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Must watch 2024. I'm Derek Ruskin in the News Center in New York. Zach Arns is here. DQ is here.
Parked outside Musselman's Instagram.
Do we should have someone parked outside of the gates at the Blessings looking for Mayflower trucks or something. Wouldn't it be funny if the Mayflower trucks came in the middle of the night and a little bit of snow began to fall?
Yeah.
That's right.
We do not have anything coming from the Blessings right now. It's all very, very quiet.
Yeah. We have hacked into the security cameras and we can monitor all of the activity for the very latest on this situation. 866-285-4005. First text out of the gate. Please, no. This is all we've heard today.
Well,
it's kind of the biggest story of the year, sir. I'm sorry. You know, when life hands you pepperoni pizza, you know, people want pepperoni pizza, whatever that, well, I don't know, that analogy made no sense.
And look, to make it more personal, look, we don't have to do anything. It's pretty much right there in front of us. We don't have to plan. We can show up
right
and just turn the stuff on and go.
I'm going to turn this into, Buzz West. Give us some names. What are you hearing out there? What do your friends think are going on? What do you think? Who do you think it's going to be? Huh. Let's go. Let's go. Let's meatball this thing up here while we're at it. There you go with all of that stuff. By the way, on Eric Patrick Musselman. Since 2021, you two know this, as we went over this in the pre-show meeting, but I don't know if this has been entered into the record yet, into the record book yet. Hold on, I'm getting all adjusted here. I can't hear anything. All right. Anyway, so this has not been entered into the record yet, but Muss's record in conference play since 2021 is 30-30.
Okay.
30-30.
And
that is mediocre.
Well,
mediocre.
The regular season is about positioning yourself for the postseason. And, you know, and he's had postseason success. This is not about performance. This is about a guy that just doesn't want to be here anymore. And, you know, several factors have played into that. There's no argument that can be made that any of the jobs that he was rumored to be flirting with, Louisville, DePaul, and USC, are better jobs. You can't argue that. This is a guy who just doesn't want to be here. And Southern Cal would offer a nice, soft landing spot back closer to home for him. And, you know, if that's what he wants, that's fine. But the how we got here is the part that's most weird to me, is how we've landed at this spot where, you know, we've got the athletics director making videos, going on podcasts, and now yesterday Musselman's people dropping the thing. Well, he's interviewing out there, which I sent it to you this morning. The first text I got at 5:20 this morning was Mus is gone. And the second text I got was, if he puts two toes on that plane, he's not coming back.
Right. No, and he's at it.
Yeah.
And so
I would think we're moving in that direction, but it's just, how did we get here?
Well, let's think about this. Okay. Let's walk through what happened here. Okay. So there was a very big piece in the portal that in this past year, let's just say for argument's sake. By the way, you're about to hear the master of couching things here over the next however many days this takes. All right, but what if there was a major prospect who was released from a rival university and was out there in the portal to be had, and he didn't come here, and he went to a smaller professional league. Because they could put more money up than the NIL collective did. And what if that happened? And then what if the coach became infuriated with the people who provided the NIL money after they were unable to get this this prospect? And then what if the people that provide the NIL money that are on the business end of this butt-chewing said, fine, we're done? What if that all occurred? Could that be the beginning, Your Honor, of the end of a relationship?
Well,
if you didn't, if something happened, it's really not in your control, and you get yelled at for it.
You're talking about Ron Holland and going to the G League.
Allegedly.
Well, yeah, and that's,
in theory.
A lot of people have speculated that, you know, I think that's the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, Mike Urban was talking about him looking to get out 2 years ago. How did you get to a point where you're having success and it's bad and you're willing to go to a substandard program with no history whatsoever? This makes absolutely no sense to me. I think his mom's still in California. If he wants to move back, if that was the goal, was to get back to Southern California, okay, I understand it.
That's
That's not the way this is shaking out. It appears to me that we have two people who simply cannot work together. Under any circumstances, that the tension is that great that it led to, in part, to the 16-17 season. If he wants to go, go. This is still an attractive job for somebody. Somebody will show up. I'm fascinated by how we got here. Where, you know, he was all in.
Well, he has, 2 years, whatever, he's been reportedly trying to get out of here for a while now. But the accelerant, to me, you can draw a line between this really ramping up and when his deterioration or that family's deterioration with the providers of the NIL fund for men's basketball, when that relationship fell apart, that's when it really, to me, started ramping up as I look at this on the outside. I don't have any sources on the inside. You know, we live in the same gated community, but I don't know my neighbors. But I will tell you that it just looks to me like you can draw a line between this is when it really started to get some momentum of him not coming back or trying to get out of here. You can draw a line to the fact when he lost the relationship with the collective, if you will. The one that's run well.
It's multiple relationships, I think, that fell apart that have sort of led to this. But I think we all understand that, and you know, I know people that work in that building, and they've all said the same. You know, he's a colossal pain in the butt to work with and for. But he also said, well, Nolan was too.
Yeah.
But when you're winning, you've got a lot of latitude. You can do whatever you want. But you start losing, and you have to answer for that losing, and you've never had to answer for anything in your life, then, yeah, you get a little testy and you start looking for ways out because you don't want to answer the hard questions. Is that a possibility? I don't know. But it just seems very odd that within a month of that season coming to a close, all of a sudden this is this, you know, it's a bad relationship and everything went south and he's looking to get out of here to go to a next level down job.
We found out about it in the last month. It didn't fall apart.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
happened,
we found out about it.
It's happened some time ago. Again, I have said this after, you know, and believe me, I've done a lot of post games after losses, particularly in the last couple of years during the regular season. And every single time we played a press conference from him, it was never his fault when they lost.
No.
And that always bothered me. And that tells you a little bit of the character of the man right there.
Here's
a little bit.
He's not irreplaceable. This is not Nolan. This is not
Eddie. Is anybody saying that he is?
No, but I think there's this perception that the program's just going to fall off the map. He's not irreplaceable. He's a basketball coach. And, you know, he revived a program, breathed life into it, but he's not irreplaceable. Where do you go from here if, in fact, you know, this is... Now, if he comes back and he's a basketball coach, my goodness, we've got... You and I have content till October.
Oh, boy.
Football be damned. We'll just do basketball.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
The tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to Bet Online today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Here.
Have you ever used the 7 button on your microwave?
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
Every time I make popcorn.
What do you
say? A minute 57. I don't know why.
I like to put random times in, too.
I don't know why. I just had... That's what I always
like
do.
If something calls for a minute, I'll put 57 in just because I feel like putting 57 in or 27. I do 24 NBA shot clock. I've done that a few times.
77.5% of you said no.
107.
Those are your Ruskin and Zach X polls. They're brought to you by Unlimited Heat and Air in Springdale. 479-225-8809.
Zach, I don't do drugs. This is the spice of my life, is really having random numbers on the microwave clock. All
I
right?
don't like when I don't like when the microwave, when you press, say, one, it automatically goes to 1 minute. Oh, that bugs me.
Yeah.
And you have to say clock time, because I always forget, and then I end up, you know, pressing one, and then the microwave just starts. It doesn't even give me a warning.
See,
really don't take it, glides.
So my microwave is strange because it is a modern, you know, microwave, but it's a throwback. When you hit the keypad, it puts time up there. It's not any, you don't have to hit cook time and then
you
hit 45 time. Start. I haven't seen one like this since I was a kid. I don't think it's a throwback, but it works. Boy, my microwave runs hot. Does your microwave run cold or hot? Do you know what I mean?
I honestly did not intend for this to go, because your psychosis is starting to show through.
Like in the apartment, my microwave ran cold. So like the popcorn said 2 minutes, I'd have to go 2:15. But here, where I live now, the microwave runs hot. So I go like 125, 130. Otherwise it'll burn.
Oh, I guess I've never noticed with the microwave about it.
Yeah, some of the cheap ones, they run, it takes you a little longer to get them ramped up, I guess. I don't know.
Life sucks right now.
This is also the microwave I set on fire once, so, I mean, that's another thing.
You currently have?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was a fire in it. It was not on fire, and I got it out because that thing ignited about a second after I hit go. I mean, it was quick.
What was it?
It was a little plate with a little foil around the rim.
You've said this before.
High fat carnivores, microwave runs hot. There you go. Got to slow it down. Lower the time. Popcorn's the thing, right? Like you got to.
That's what really tests a microwave, in my opinion.
Well, if I went 2 minutes on popcorn, like my microwave would burn. It'd smell terrible.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
I'm sorry about the microwave.
I'm going to walk outside. And when I come back, I'm going to pretend none of this happened. Okay? Everybody cool with that?
Well, it's this or Chris Beard. What would you rather? What do you prefer today?
Venus trephobia is the fear of beautiful women.
Man, I don't have that.
Clay, man. All right. Here it is. 866-285-4005 is how you can join us on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Let's see here. We're getting... Lurch is very upset with Hunter Yurecek about his shenanigans yesterday and this week and all that stuff. I have heard from in the last 24 hours the Yurecek apologists, some of them work in our industry, that said, oh no, he knew what he was doing the whole time. It was all part of the plan. Sure. Okay. Hey, whatever you got to believe to get through the day, man, that's cool with me. I'm not going to yuck your yum. If that's what you have to believe to get through life, then go for it. As for me and my household, I still believe this is one of the dumbest publicity moves in the history of college sports. The whole podcast situation. Anyway,
I don't understand. And maybe it will become clear to me. But I'm on this yo-yo. This was an opportunity. What has everybody in that office been griping about for months? It's the NIL deal. This is like politics 101, PR 101. For those of you over in the center, look at me. You could have spun this into the jilted lover and just sucked up money with a vacuum. It would have been really simple to do. You keep your mouth shut. You don't have to get out in front of this. Musselman leaves, he leaves. Then you come back with, man, I thought things were great. I thought things were going well. Then you turn and you look at the camera and you say, you know what? We're going to do this together. We need a championship level coach and we need your help. And you spin it forward. This is PR 101. Yeah. This is politics.
Again, nobody.
This is how politicians get, how they raise all their money. Instead, you look like a buffoon because you jumped out in front of it.
Nobody is as one here. Musk doesn't look great.
No.
Because, I mean, a place that loved him, he couldn't love them back. And maybe there's some deep-rooted psychosis in... I have a problem with that. I have a problem accepting praise. Maybe Musk has some of that going on, too. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot... Let's get into this. Let's get Dr. Freud on the phone, Zach. I've always thought that there's a lot to unpack psychologically with a man who only communicated with his father through basketball. His father drops dead of a heart attack coaching basketball, and now he is near the same age of that man when he went. And I've thought, then something, there's got to be something torturing this guy at some point. This is why he is the way he is. I don't know.
I think he's very single-minded when it comes to his profession. And his interpersonal skills are not, I mean, I've seen people that have better interpersonal skills. But he's been highly successful, so you can't argue with that. This is really, I looked back at this, this is really his first taste of failure at the college level. I mean, he's a washout in the NBA, but he had a good year and then it just kind of backslid. But this is the first time he's really struggled in college. And yeah, it might shatter your confidence a little bit. Plus, if you don't have a great relationship with the people that in your athletics department, yeah, it could make it a very unpleasant working environment, which I totally get. But this has just been weird, the way that we have arrived here.
Yeah.
And especially with like all the things that are starting to come out, like he's been searching for a job for 2 years. He was looking at DePaul. He was looking at Louisville. And Tommy said it this morning. He said it to us. Where, I mean, this is the best you could do as far as an interview goes?
But I don't think it is...
Or is it a targeted interview that he just wanted to go home?
I think he just wants to leave here and he wanted to do anything.
On the first ship out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's about leveling up or all that stuff. The winningest coach in USC history was the coach in the 40s.
They have
the 1940s.
They have no basketball
260
history.
Wins is the winningest coach in USC men's basketball history. So they suck. So it is not about... And he's not going to be there long enough to preside over this great renaissance of USC Trojan basketball. So it's just he doesn't want to do this anymore here. And that's okay. It's fine. His longest stop is here. He was here 5 years. So I mean that's his longest stop. If you go back to Rapid City, he was there for 5 years in the CBA in the 90s.
I've heard people talk about, his want to get back into the NBA. He's almost 60 years old. He's not going back to the
game. That's over.
It's just that's not happening. A team is not hiring a 65-year-old head coach in the NBA unless they're absolutely desperate. And it's just, hey, this guy's a name. This feels like somebody who just wants to go home, and this is as close as he could get. I know we were talking about and I completely forgot about this yesterday when we were talking about it, but like the San Diego State deal. He hates San Diego State.
Yeah, he went to San Diego.
Right.
Yeah.
He hates San Diego State. Remember when they were in Maui last year, who'd he get in a fight with? San Diego State. He's not that was never a thing. If this is as close as you can get, all right. I mean, I get it. If that's what, and I'll be very interested when he is put on the podium and he has to answer questions. The first question should be, how could you leave an SEC job for this?
No.
Because it's a major step down. Also, the thing I want to know is, you're the 10th biggest brand, USC basketball, in the LA market. You're nothing. There is nothing interesting about USC basketball. You're behind like FCLA, the soccer team. They've got two soccer teams. They've got two football teams. How many hundreds of college and pro basketball teams? You're way down the pecking order. Are you going to be happy being a guy who has three people at your press conferences? It's a legitimate question.
Well, Bronny James is not happy about the prospect because Bronny James, on news of Musselman interviewing for the job, jumped in the transfer portal.
Well, I don't think one had anything to do with the other.
It's fun though, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
It's fun.
Bronny's going to Ohio State.
It's fun.
He's going. That was where he was targeted to go to going to SC. He made a left turn at the last minute. He's going to Ohio State.
Now, here's how I feel about all of this stuff. Now that we've devoted 28 minutes or so to this. If he's not going to work here, and it doesn't seem like he is, all right, let's move it forward. Now, who's running this search, number one? And number two, who you going to get? That's got to be the question now for Arkansas fans. Beard is the first name, so it is unlikely to be Beard.
Here's the thing with Chris Beard. Chris Beard hasn't signed his extension yet. He's going to play you for an extension, possibly.
He's already got one sitting on his desk.
But he hasn't signed it.
Well, they're going to give him another one?
But they give him a better one. Hey, you know, I could jump and go to Arkansas. You want
he's still
to make
it less than four at Ole Miss right
now. Here's the
with
thing.
The new deal.
If in this coaching search, if you have one, and nothing set in stone, but if you have one, you can't be made to look a fool. You cannot publicly court Chris Beard and then have him turn you down. And then it suddenly turns into you'll take anybody.
Well, what you have here is what you used to have in the latter days of Broyles. Is now there are factions that have their particular candidate in mind.
Well, yeah, everybody goes to the corner.
But what you have to do is the group that is upset with the Musselmans, and now apparently are back in business that they are apparently leaving. They get the most votes here. They get one more than everybody else, I would think. But what about this? What again? Let's walk down a hypothetical lane here. You have a strong financial institution in Little Rock that hasn't really been in the game, but may want to get in the game with NIL. And then you have this organization up here that's been in the game, got mad, pulled their support. Now they're back in the game. If you can find a candidate that can appease both the Central Arkansas money and the Northwest Arkansas money, could be a contender in NIL. You could be a factor.
Sure you could. I mean, and for a basketball team, for 13 players, the NIL number isn't as big as it is for football.
Especially if it's split in half.
Right. So
seven and seven.
Let's not forget, it wasn't Hunter Yurecek that found Eric Musselman. It's Connor Nolan's dad that went, hey, that dude's pretty good. You might want to look at him. That was where the introduction was made. So let's see what in coaching searches, just strike the first name you hear. Beard is going to play you for an extension. You have to be very careful because that's a PR nightmare. Now, Arkansas will walk face first into it. But you've got to... You're looking more for a profile coach. You're looking for a young up-and-comer who's had some success. Sustained success. Not Stan Heath, one run through to the Sweet 16. You need somebody with sustained success at a mid-major or a lower Power 5 conference team that's looking to make the jump. Then, if you get him, then you can extend him and give him the money that, you know, puts him, you know, 10th, 15th, whatever. And I don't know who that person is because you're also late in the cycle here. You know, if you lose your coach on April the 5th or 4th, 5th, 6th, I mean, you're into April. You've got four players on your active roster who can jump into the portal at any moment. You could have zero by the time your coach arrives.
No.
So you got to be really careful.
I think what you have to do, here's how this should go, all right? This is how it should really go. Now, from a formality standpoint, you know, Hunter signs the contracts, blah, 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 blah. But Yurecek presents the candidates to the NIL people, and they go, yeah, they go Caesar, thumbs up or right. Thumbs down. Because whoever you hire, if they're not on board, they'll never succeed here.
No.
You could go hire God, Allah, whoever you want. If there's not NIL support, it's not going to work.
The day you hire them, they're going to start working against you if you don't have the support.
So now, you have to run everything by them.
Here's the thing. we're getting like suggestion after suggestion. If you support Will Wade, you can't be angry with Chris Beard. If you want Chris Beard, you can't be angry with Will Wade because both of them would have to be cleared. You're going to have to do a lot of work to get those guys cleared here.
Chris Beard's already been cleared by one SEC program.
But here's the thing with Chris Beard. Tell me which school, Arkansas or Ole Miss, has their NIL together.
Well, Ole Miss does. But if he's the person that can unify Central Arkansas money and Northwest Arkansas money into an NIL, juggernaut, you do the deal. If you can. If he's not trying to burn you to get more money to say in Oxford. But that, if you could find a person that can unify Central Arkansas money and Northwest Arkansas money in NIL, you've got a legit chance to do big things here. This is how I see things from my perspective.
It's a good job. It's a top three job in the league.
Yes.
With
bottom three NIL, if you get the wrong guy.
If you screw it up.
Right.
Yes, you will get people that will actually work against you.
That didn't matter in 07 when they got Dana Altman for a day. By the way, happy 17th anniversary to Dana Altman quitting after one day.
Here's your dad suggesting Josh Pastner.
Oh, boy. The only high major job he had, he failed at Georgia Tech.
Well, he's
no,
in
thank you.
He was
next. That's not what the high major job
did. It's a, I mean, what conference are they in now? The AAC? That's a decent job. And you got talent right there in the city of Memphis. I don't know who to target because I'm not as well versed in this, but I know what the profile needs to look like. You need a younger guy. You don't want to hire a guy like
What's the age cutoff? I'm curious. I hear, you know,
How old was Musselman when he was here?
He would have been 54, 54, 55. Yeah.
That would probably be my ceiling, but okay. It would have to
If someone, Beard's 51.
A young 54, like a Musselman, very energetic, you know, seems to understand what's going
on. Beard's 51. You want him?
Here's the thing with Chris Beard. I think he's a hell of a basketball coach. I don't know that the university wants to have to defend itself on its hire.
I don't think they care anymore about that
stuff. Okay, and that may be. I'm not in those meetings. If it were me, if I could find a better replacement or a guy on that level that's willing to come where I didn't have to go through that, I'd probably sign up for the guy.
I'm not in the meetings either. But when they're willing to hire back Bobby Petrino to work at that school, after firing him 12 years ago, I don't think they care anymore about that stuff.
You said it when we were talking earlier. The guy you're looking for, the profile, is you're looking for Nate Oates, the young Nate Oates. That's what you're looking for, that guy.
Nate Oates isn't old.
I'm not talking about Nate Oates specifically, but the Nate Oates profile. The mid-major guy who's had some success, seems to have his bleep together.
He's 49.
Okay. Nate Oates isn't young, but...
No.
I mean, that's the guy you're looking for. Nate Oates was 44 when he got the job.
Okay. All right. We got some guidelines here. We got some parameters. So it's been a productive half hour or so.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today, we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Wes Springdale texts in says, I hate you. DQ, was I out of line?
You are an instigator.
He is.
What do you mean?
And he's the worst kind because he pretends he's not an instigator.
Yeah.
I said a month ago that they were going to go 49-7. I am now, after after
if you lose in the regionals, who the hell cares?
After 27 games, I am willing to tell you they are the best team in the world. They are that plays
the world
that plays with metal bats.
I'm not doing
that. That plays with metal bats.
You just like to
this.
Get people riled up.
I'm gonna win.
I'm not doing this. I'm walking off. I'm gonna Dan Rather this stuff if this continues. I'm not doing this.
Whatever. They're gonna win.
I'm not doing this.
They're gonna win it.
We are continuing our coverage of Must Watch 2024. And to quote your athletic director, as of right now, he still works here.
Well,
but that could change
right.
very soon.
He could be in international waters right now, for all we know.
So I don't know what's going on here. I think if you're a Razorback fan, your best advice is to look through the windshield and not the rearview mirror on this deal and think about what kind of NIL plan can you put together to attract a really good candidate to be the next coach at Arkansas. That's what I would do. Because you can't... number one, no coach that goes and interviews for a job comes back to where he was. So this is just a matter of, hey, here's the deal we worked up. You want to look at the gym? We'll take some pictures. Boom. That's right. what this is about, okay?
This is
you can never come back here from that.
Hunter Yurecek needs to change the door code right now. Like, if he didn't show up for work today... Change the door code.
Or like...
You are no longer employed here. Your services are no longer needed.
Or like someone getting thrown out of their trailer in Rosebud. Throw all their stuff in the front yard.
Exactly. That's what I would do. But look, $4.25 million puts you in the top 15 in the country as far as compensation goes. Arkansas can pay for a coach.
Yes.
They can get a lot of coaches.
No, this is not about coach's salary. The deciding factor here is... What is the NIL commitment? Because you could get a guy, you could pay him $4.5 million to work here, but if the NIL is not all in, he's not going to win. That's the bottom line.
What you don't want is a guy that's making his last stop who wants a payday. That's not the guy you're looking for. You're looking for somebody that wants to grow with you and understand that, hey, there are some things that need to be done here. And understand what you're working with, and then has to be a pretty damn good coach. And again, the Nate Oates profile is what you're looking for.
And when I talk about an NIL commitment, I'm not talking about this $25 a holler thing they're trying to throw at the fans to guilt them into. I'm talking about whales with millions to commit to this. That's what you got to get the ducks in a row on a situation. It is not you're collected with 500 members is not going to get anybody to work here.
Let me ask you this. And this was a serious conversation I had with somebody. Okay. So you're trying to shake people's pockets and take their money.
Mm-hmm.
What if you actually went out and decided to use NIL like it was supposed to and made money? Think about it this way. What if you used what if the athletes actually were out in public for instance, I'm trying to think of an event that you could have the athletes pop up. They get up.
Well, we had them on the children's.
Yeah, okay. So, but
Arkansas Children's Radio Thon thing.
Children's more like a fundraiser. But I'm thinking of the shareholders meeting. I'm using that just as an example. Like if you went to the shareholders meeting and you put them in a situation where they could interact with fans, they get a percentage. You pay them a flat fee, $10,000, $12,000, whatever it is. You put them on speaking circuits. I can tell you right now. No, I paid Nolan Richardson $2,500 for 40 minutes. Okay. I mean, you can earn the money. Don't look for a handout. It's just an idea.
You sound very Hunter Yurecek with your idea
but
here.
But, Derek, if I come to you and I say, look, give me $5 million, or I say to you, how about I do $5 million worth of work for you? Which one sounds better?
I think that I don't know if the game is played that way. You can play it that way.
It isn't.
And you might not like the results, I don't think the game is played that way.
Let me ask you this: what if, and again, just say you had a player the caliber of Johnny Manziel. You don't, but let's say you did, and he were to sign footballs or signed memorabilia. I don't know if you can do all this stuff, but I'm thinking how can you generate income rather than trying to shake people for it.
Well, that could be
part of
what
you're doing is a shakedown.
When you get with with the collective, maybe that's part of the deal. Is you will make yourself reasonably available for appearances, and that's part of the it's part of the 9-month contract that we sign you under or whatever.
Ethan and Atkins just called a local tattoo parlor. They are willing to do the DVH tattoo on the left shoulder blade for $65.
Make it like the Obama poster. That's what I want to see. Right? Like Dave in that like blue and like yellow tint. Yeah. That's what I want to see. Yeah.
I got a great idea. Car wash. I'm talking about like things where you, that
car wash.
It's a joke.
This isn't a travel ball team trying to get the Nationals. This is the SEC for crying out loud.
It's a joke. But I'm saying what if instead of just having your hand out, go to these corporations and say, look. And this is another thing, and I know this is probably not the route they want to go, but there is a school that does this, where their football players and their basketball players are set up with internships, and they're paid prorated salaries to work for a summer. They work for they get a skill, they get paid a prorated salary, and bang, you're set for the semester, and the collective doesn't have to do a damn thing. Yeah. All you got to do is set up the internship.
Maybe that's part of the deal with them. There's a name for this fund. I was looking it up earlier today, and I can't. Athlete Advocate Consortium, the AAC, the other AAC. Okay. That's the people that apparently that's the group that is now back on board if the Musselmans leave, according to the scuttlebutt. That's what it says.
I'm just
maybe part of that is, you know, you get to do like all the things you talked about.
I'm just saying, you could generate, instead of looking for a handout, you could generate income. And this is something you can do year over year. You can continue to do these sorts of things. Let's say, I don't know, let's say Walmart's got a company picnic or whatever. Talen Green shows up, does 2 hours worth of glad handing. He makes, you know, $5,000. They hand him a check for $5,000, and you pay the university collective $25,000 to have the athletes out there.
I got a great idea.
I'm just saying. I mean, this is reasonable.
I've got an idea for a fundraiser. Oh, God. Two shows, Friday and Saturday night, Hunter Yurecek stand-up at the Grove. There we go.
No.
How many of you from out of town? Raise your hand, please. Hey. Oh, God. You know? Get the Seinfeld. He's in front of that brick wall. Boom, 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 boom. You ever notice that everybody wants free money nowadays?
This is just an idea. Just instead.
No, I think it's a. I'm not poo pooing your idea, and I don't know if that's not part of the way that it's going to work moving forward. I don't know.
I think it sounds fine to me. I think you would get further with corporations if you provided some sort of service. Rather than just saying, well, give us X number.
Give us $1 million bucks.
Give us $1 million.
Please.
Yes, please. I'm asking nicely.
What's the magic word? Now. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But you got to have, and I think you have an opportunity here. See, when life happens, there's always an opportunity. This is how you have to look at things, all right? It's two sides every coin. Okay, you're going to lose a coach. But what you have now is an opportunity to unite Central Arkansas money and Northwest Arkansas money into this very competitive force to be reckoned with on the NIL side. You're going to be able to pay the coach. It's not about that. It's not about salary for coaches or assistants or any of that. But if you can find the candidate that can unite both big groups
just out of curiosity,
from the state.
Every coaching search and hire that they've made, how many times has Central Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas agreed?
It does not happen very often.
So you're going to have
it
to.
It is an opportunity.
It's an opportunity to have every. But when you get too many people in a room who think they have a vote, you're going to get nowhere. The athletic director has to go get the best candidate for the job and then sell it to the board.
Here's what I want Hunter Yurecek to do. I want Hunter Yurecek to provide the candidates for the meetings with the two big NIL people. And then I want Hunter Yurecek to sit in the corner and play with one of those wooden paddles with a rubber ball on a string and just stay out of the way. All he can do is bleep this up.
What if you remember, you know, during like the presidential debates when they have all the people hooked up to the machines and they just every time they think that there's a lie. What we'll do is we'll put the candidate in there with Yurecek. They'll go through the interview process. You're behind glass. Every time you think, you know, Hunter's winning, you hit it.
That's right.
And if you get to a certain number, bang, you got it.
Right. And when you don't like what he's saying, you hit the red button on your remote and we see like a EKG in real time how people are feeling about stuff. There you go. All right. It's 12 minutes after the hour here on Ruskin and Zach. We are monitoring all of the chatter. And if anything happens, we will let you know about it here on Ruskin and Zach on ESPN Arkansas. Adver suggesting they start their own casino. That's one thing Fayetteville does not have is a casino. So there you go. Now, let me say this. We've gotten this text a few times. Let me say this. I don't believe the correct path is a former player with zero Division I head coaching experience. I don't believe that's the way forward. Look at Memphis. Look at Penny. Okay? And I believe, was Penny, how long was he an assistant somewhere?
He was a head coach at a high school.
Has been tried with Juwan Howard, with Jerry Stackhouse, with Penny.
Here's the other
thing. This is not the path forward. A former player with no head coaching experience, in my opinion.
We're talking about Ronnie. And Ronnie is a great guy, and Ronnie has a career in coaching ahead of him. Ronnie has been on that bench for a year and a half.
I do not believe this is the path forward at this time.
He coached coached an AAU team prior to that, and then he's been on Musselman's staff for 18 months, maybe a little bit longer than that. Ronnie's going to be a coach somewhere down the line. Ronnie's not the guy right now that you want to take over this. This is a tempest. You do not want – you need a very seasoned hand taking over this job when it comes to that point.
Yes. I do not believe at this point that is the path forward for this place. Maybe in the future, but I don't believe.
We just got three straight Corliss texts. Guys, what did I just say?
Well, he has been a head coach in Division I.
Guys, you want a seasoned coach right now. You want what South Carolina did with Lamont Paris. That's the guy you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 14 minutes after the hour here on Ruskin and Zach. I still think if you just look best coaches on the landscape, you got to talk to Mulkey and Don Staley. You have to.
Jamie Van Buren with Bruce Pearl. Why on earth would Bruce Pearl leave that which he built for this?
I mean, historically, this is a better job than that.
Who's got a better NIL program today?
Probably Auburn does. Right, but if you get Bruce Pearl, you might get everybody pulling in the same direction in Arkansas. I don't know if you can make that happen.
Chris Jans is not leaving Mississippi State. Rick Pitino. Well, that'll be good. Close your restaurants.
You know, they couldn't play day games if Rick Pitino was the coach because vampires can't come out during the day.
No.
Only night games with Rick Pitino.
You know, Ben brings up a good point. Everybody aware that Juracek was on the short list for the A&M AD job? Everybody knows that, right? He's trying to get out, too.
God, I wish he would. He's
trying to get out, too.
Yep. Yeah.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Your Ruskin and Zach X polls brought to you by our good friends at Unlimited Heat and Air in Springdale, 479-225-8809. We're in the elite eight of our other stuff bracket. Do you like brunettes or a non-smoking section? 80.4% of you like brunettes. Do you want hamburgers or a shower in the morning? 56.1% of you like a burger. Soft pretzels. Do you want salt on it or mustard? 62.2% of you like the salt only. And have you ever used the 7 button on your microwave? 76.7% of you said no. Do not just let it go.
Can we talk about microwaves?
God, microwave talk was the best part of the day. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Ooh. Top dog.
Toaster oven Thursday here on Ruskin and Zach.
Oh, I love toaster ovens too.
Oh, man.
And the broil button on the oven.
Yes!
Amazing. I've just learned about the broil button about a year or two ago, and it has been life-changing.
I hate both of you. I hate both of you right now.
those are your Ruskin and Zach X-Polls. They're brought to you by our very good friends at Unlimited Heat and Air in Springdale, 479-225-8809 for all of your heat and air needs.
My Rolly don't take it, glides.
Stay tuned for Air Fryer Fridays here on Ruskin and Zach.
If I hired someone to drive me around, would it be weird if I also sat in the front seat with them?
DQ?
I get car sick.
Makes sense.
Life sucks right now.
Hey, yeah, I got a text now. I don't want you to react until I'm finished.
Okay.
Okay. Daisy and Mina on the McLarty Dino Hotline. If you hire Bill Self, you just have to add AR to all the gear. And, you know, there you go. You save a little money.
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
He's got cans. Let's just put the AR on front of it. Daisy, that's not the worst suggestion of the day.
Why would Bill Self leave Kansas?
Well, because he wants stuff with AR written in front of his Kansas. Save a few bucks.
All right.
Put it in the NIL coffers. There you go. God.
Whatever.
That's great.
Great. Yeah, it's awesome. Just awesome.
This is great. Again, Daisy, that's not the worst suggestion we've had today.
No. It's not the worst suggestion we've had. But
we did get a text out of the 870 with a text. Sorry, I'm an idiot. Didn't pay attention.
Well, he was texting the other shows.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Pibb is now going to take on the stream so we can figure out what's AI and what isn't. Jeff from Fort Smith says that Daisy needs to take a lap.
I want to do this now, all right? Because I was talking to you during the break of the...
do you ever remember what you were going to tell me?
No, but this is on front of my mind. Don't mess me up here.
Okay.
We are hitting this... We're not officially in a coaching search, although we're kind of half in a coaching search right now, and we're already going through the stages of a coaching search.
Right.
All right? We just hit another one.
We're having a drink in the booth right now is what we're doing.
The stages of a coaching search...
Yeah.
We hit another one just a minute ago. When you misspell a possible candidate's name, that's part of the coaching search. When this rumor populates social medias, maybe they're waiting because their coach is the coach they want is still in the tournament.
What tournament?
That's always a fun part of it.
My favorite one is when the especially the local media hedges. Oh, it's one to keep an eye on. I only got two, dude. Because a name pops up, it doesn't mean it's necessarily somebody to keep an eye on.
Misspelling a name.
Yeah.
Candidate still in the tournament. There was one more I said during the break that are the stages of the coaching search. One to keep an eye on is good. Yes. Has such and such interest. That's another part of it.
Yep.
When people start having interest.
Here's a great question from Abner. Where does AI DQ rank in the intern hierarchy?
Is it higher than actual DQ? That's a tough one.
Yeah, you know what? I think we may have to move AI DQ in there.
Oh, wow.
What do you think, DQ?
I had a fun time. That is not nice.
Okay. Did you figure it out?
Another stage. Now, we haven't got to this one yet.
Okay.
This is a pretty advanced stage.
All right.
But there's another stage of the coaching search when someone suggests the candidate who's already passed away.
Yeah, we did have that happen just a minute ago.
that's a part of it, you know?
Hey,
what's Jerry Tarkanian doing?
Well, he's dead. Sorry, sir. He's dead.
When you misspell a name or you can't pronounce a name, see the Bulima era here at Arkansas. The candidate's not available. He's still in the tournament. Or when people start suggesting the candidate who's since passed away.
Yeah.
Those are three of the stages.
Those are very bad things.
And we're still early on. We're like at green. We're like at threat level like 7 p.m. We're not at threat level midnight yet.
The doomsday clock is at like 12 minutes to midnight.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. We're in the misspelling phase, which is pretty early.
Again.
We just had someone suggest Kellen Sampson.
We've just poured a nice bottle of rosé, turned the lights down. We're not even into the romancing yet.
We had another guy suggest Kellen Simpson.
Kellen Simpson?
Who's that?
Get some facts and come back and see me.
I know who I want. I'm prepared to put all of my chips in the Toronto Raptors basket.
Oh, you want Darko?
Yeah, I want Coach Darko.
You want to Coach Darko,
the coach. Okay. Coach Darko.
Complete crap.
Yes.
You know what? Fine. I think he'd be fun.
Rajakovic?
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Boy, I'd love to see some of the members of the media mispronounce that name.
45 years of age? Oh, I'd love to hear the drive time callers.
Try again.
About this guy, Rajakovic, or whatever his name is. What is he? What kind of connections does he have in college ball? And I'll hang up and listen.
Rajakovic.
Now, Tanner is a text in, our man of the cloth. Says another stage of the coaching search is that he's wearing a red tie.
Now, the red tie stage, if anybody...
Subliminally signaling.
Now, do any of the coaches in the Final Four wear ties anymore? Or are they all wearing...
No, they're all warm-up type guys.
Okay, well, then what if one of them wears a... What if Kevin Keats wears a red warm-up for NC State? Does that mean he's interested?
Now, DQ, you have coaching experience, and you've run up the score on some teams.
Hey, I think
I do.
I think DQ should get an interview.
DQ could go 30.
I really believe that.
DQ could go 30-30 in the league in 60 games.
Even if it's a Rooney Rule interview, I say give her an interview.
Yeah,
That's what I say.
Yep.
You have extensive experience with young people. You know the game.
That is true.
I mean, hey.
I have coached for 4 years.
Oh. 4 years experience. There you go.
There it is.
On the bench, calling timeouts.
Right. Got in a fight with a ref in the last
game. See, that you know, the fans would love that.
Oh, yeah.
DQ. Oh, you're out there with a ref.
Full Pete Bell? Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Can you punt the ball into the stands like Pete Bell?
Do you know how to punt the basketball?
I watched my junior high basketball coach do that a couple times, so I think I could get the hang of it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right.
Yeah. Plane tracking, another stage
another
of the coaching
one.
Search.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big one, too.
Right.
Yeah. We're also now at the point where people are just declaring it without any basis on anything.
Right.
Like earlier we got it's going to be, Scott Drew. You heard it here first. Okay. Thank you, person with a phone number we know and not a name we know. We heard it here first from a random stranger.
What if they wear red dragon underwear? I mean, that's a sign, right?
Woo pig.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
That goes with Vahiva Aloy's bat with the dragon.
Oh, right.
Synergy.
Oh, there it is.
It's all coming together. Yeah. See this? We don't need this guy anymore. No, we're fine. We're doing okay.
Silly season. That's what it is.
I had a bad idea earlier. I was told this is a bad idea. I don't know if I'm ready to express it. Oh,
and
by the way,
did you say it?
What if Nate Oates wears a red blazer? Does that mean anything?
He coaches Alabama.
So?
Well, they're primary. He's not going to walk
they're
out
different
there.
Reds.
Yeah,
he's crimson. Yeah.
And it's distinct. Distinctly crimson, different red.
Crimson and cardinal are not the same.
Oh, no. DQ made that very, very clear.
Right.
Hmm.
Jamie and Van Buren on the McLaurin Hotline saw Billy Donovan in a red tie at XNA today. Now we're cooking.
Yeah, now we're going.
Now it's a party.
What's wrong with you guys? Just he's not even in. He's not the coach yet. Let's wait till they call a PC. We'll keep it on
Ooh,
the QT.
Fancy.
Yeah, we'll keep it on the QT.
Borderline erotic.
What's he doing?
Probably eating. It's feeding time.
Oh, man.
I think you like that one.
Oh, here's a fun one.
Yeah.
This will give us a little bit of a respite from must-watch 2024.
Okay.
So, yesterday, voters in Missouri rejected a sales tax that would go towards the improvements of Arrowhead Stadium and would build a new stadium downtown for the Royals.
Yep.
That's surprising.
So Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson posted an article that he'd like to bring the Chiefs back to Dallas, where they started, in the AFL.
Really?
Yes.
Give me Mizzou, Chuck.
Yes. Yeah, he is.
Were they the Texans then?
They were the Dallas Texans. Okay. That's correct.
All right.
And then the Cowboys came in the same year in the NFL, or maybe a year apart. I think a year after that, actually. And then the Chiefs moved to Kansas City in like their second year in the AFL with Lamar Hunt. The Hunt family has Texas ties, folks. I mean, Lamar Hunt's dad was a big oil man. That's how he got all his money. So wouldn't this be something? if this ever went anywhere. I don't think it will because, you know, Jerry Jones is probably not going to allow this. But
No, there's no one moving into the
Dallas, Chiefs are moving to Kansas. They're not moving to
Dallas.
They're
going to move out by the raceway.
Right, exactly.
Where all the land is. Because I don't know if you all understand this, but there is nothing in Kansas.
No, I've been out there. And you know, there's a little strip mall and a racetrack, and that's about it.
Here we go. Hacker pointing out Tom Crean was seen at Powerhouse today.
Powerhouse is closed.
Yes, it is. Text round of the 331. That's
Thank
Illinois.
You, though. Yeah.
How is Missouri's chess coach familiarity with basketball? Proven SEC winner.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Chaz with a text here. I hope Eric Musselman stays and never actually interviews for you at USC. Mm-hmm. Well, sir, he's there right now. So,
well, that's what we understand.
So every hot media member in the state can look like a dumbass. That's what Chaz wrote.
Okay, all right.
Well, do we look like one? Really?
Yes.
Why?
Just based on history.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, lifetime achievement or something like that. I don't think you could. So wait a minute. So this is a very interesting dynamic here. Mm-hmm. So there are people out there who would, in a basketball sense, let their coach have an affair and then take them back? That's very interesting to me.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
That's what is, if you go all the way out there to interview for a job, it is, you've done the deed.
You need some lube out there.
Really?
That's very interesting. I don't know if there are a lot of people that feel that way, but there's at least one.
I don't think there's any way, if he got on the plane, and here, this is the way it was explained to me. If he gets on the plane, he's not coming back. Because you're not, you don't float that kind of information unless, A, you've already agreed to the job. You're just going out to make sure everything you told you
was true.
He's
not going to interview. He's going to finalize the deal. That's right.
Yes.
He's not going to interview. He's 59 years old. He's been doing this for 1,000 years. He doesn't audition anymore, all right? If you want him, you give him a job, and you go out there and you just formalize everything. Finalize everything. That's what this is. He's not going out there to audition for the USC job for Jennifer Cohen, the AD out there. That is not what he's going to do. He's going out there. He's going out there to take a job.
Here's a text for the 479s. Hunter going to hang a pineapple on his office door. y'all are wrong. Wrong.
Talk to your source.
Which one?
At the BPC.
Okay.
Are there two Adirondack chairs in the front yard?
I'm on it.
We will like to know about that. We'll check on that for you.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.